We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas Studios, this is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball on Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, you Milwaukee maniacs. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, here on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by Allegra Allergy Relief, and we're coming at you live from the Hyundai West Dallas On Deck Studios. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb here, getting you ready for Brewers Cubs Game 2 from Wrigley Field. And yesterday, what a game that was. A 7-0 Milwaukee Brewers shutout yesterday over the Cubs. That's the Brewers' seventh win in a row. Oh yeah. Yesterday, we'll put a little bow on the game yesterday before we get you all set for today's game. Gio Gonzalez, he got the start yesterday, and obviously he pitched a gem. The game stayed scoreless until the top of the fourth inning, when Ryan Braun, who you just heard Sam Schmitz say it in his update, he's been scratched from the start today. He was supposed to be out in left field. He's got left hamstring tightness. So Ryan Braun, who's just been completely bashing the ball at Wrigley Field, his career numbers at Wrigley are off the charts. He is not in the lineup today. But yesterday he did keep his streak alive at Wrigley. And he got the Brewers on the board in the top of the fourth inning with a solo shot.
Now you're really going to have to get into one to get it out here today, but he's trying to get on base. A little traffic going here against Quintana, and maybe he did get into one. This is a back in a deep left center field, and that is gone, a no-doubter. Or did he get into one?
Yeah, that ball was crushed. Fourth career home run against Jose Quintana.
Yeah, that ball was just tattooed. Ryan Braun gets the crew on the board. It was 1-0. It stayed 1-0 into the seventh inning. Mike Moustakas, he had a fielder's choice that scored a run, made it 2-0. Ben Gamel comes up. He has an RBI sac fly. Then it's 3-0. Yasmani Grandal eighth inning. Yasmani Grandal, RBI sac fly, makes it 4-0. Jesus Aguilar, who talked a lot about the struggles that he's had at the plate. In the top of the eighth inning, Jesus comes to the plate and knocks in an RBI with a single.
And Aguilar back up the middle on a base hit. That will score. Broad RBI single for Aguilar, and it's 5-0 Brewers.
Yeah, tried to sneak a fastball by him on the inside corner and left it right down the middle.
Yeah, that made it 5-0. And in the ninth, Grandal again, RBI single, 6-0. And Jesus coaxes a bases-loaded walk. It's an RBI the easy way to make it 7-0. That capped the scoring and the shutout. Brewers 7-0 win over the Cubs yesterday. Again, their seventh win in a row. Gio Gonzalez, he got the start yesterday. He goes 5 2/3 of two-hit shutout baseball. He did walk 3, but he also struck out 3. And then Corbin Burns, Matt Albers, Claudio, Guerra, and Hauser, they all combined to shut the Cubs down the rest of the way. So that's how yesterday's game went. Let's check out the new starting lineup for today's ball game.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
All right, Cubs Brewers game two. Let's start with the enemy, the Chicago Cubs. They're 22-14 on the season. Percentage points ahead of the Brewers in first place, but basically it's a tie. The Cubs are 13-6 at Wrigley, and they're sporting a plus 50 run differential. That's even after the 7-0 drubbing yesterday. They're still plus 50 in run differential. The lineup for the Cubs today, leading off, Jason Hayward playing right field, hitting second and playing third base is Chris Bryant. Anthony Rizzo, he's in the three hole playing first base. Javi Baez cleaning up for the Cubs at shortstop. Wilson Contreras, he's doing the catching, even though he had problems doing that yesterday, and hitting fifth. Kyle Schwarber out in left field hitting sixth for the Cubs. David Bodie, he's batting seventh and playing second base. Albert Almora Jr. patrolling center field and hitting eighth. And then finally, batting last and doing the pitching today, Cole Hamels. He's 3-0. He's got a 3.38 ERA on the season. His last time out was on May 6th against the Miami Marlins. Hamels goes six innings, gave up five hits, three runs, two walks. He did strike out seven, but on the season, Hamels 3-0 with a 3.38 ERA. Again, that lineup for the Cubs again today. Hayward, Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, Contreras, Schwarber, Bodie, Almora, and Hamels. Now for your Milwaukee Brewers, 24-16 on the season. Like I said, percentage points behind for first place, if you want to get technical about it, but basically they are in a dead heat, tied for first with the Cubs. Brewers on the season, they're 8-8 on the road. They have won 8 out of their last 10 games, which obviously the 7 wins in a row helps that. And the Brewers, finally, they're on the plus section in run differential. They've got a plus 9 run differential on the season. Seemed like for a long time this year they were negative in the run differential mark. A 7-0 blanking definitely helps that, but the Brewers are back into positive numbers in the run differential. The lineup for today, and like I told you right at the outset, and like Sam Schmitz, the wonderful producer here today on the show, told you in his phenomenal update, Ryan Braun, he was supposed to bat third and play left. He's been scratched from the lineup again because of hamstring tightness. Okay, so there's no Ryan Braun today. The Brewers lineup for today's game, Lorenzo Cain leading off out in center field. Christian Yelich, Mr. MVP, batting second and playing right. Jesus Aguilar is in the three hole and playing first base. Yasmani Grandal doing the catching behind the dish and hitting fourth. Mike Moustakas, he is going to play third base today. He hits fifth. Hernan Perez, he's at second base. Travis Shaw, you know, he's obviously out of the lineup, not going to be in the starting lineup all three games here. But Mike Moustakas, he is going to bat fifth. Sixth, Hernan Perez, he is hitting sixth today and playing second base. You got Ben Gamel, Ryan Braun's replacement today, out in left field hitting seventh. Orlando Arcia batting eighth at shortstop and hitting last and doing the pitching for the crew, Mr. Zach Davies, the ace of the Brewers staff. Davies, what a phenomenal start to the season. He's a perfect 4-0. He's got a 1.56 ERA. 1.56. It's just like music to your ears. And in fact, he is only the guy who's leading baseball in ERA has a 155 ERA. So so Davies is he's right there. Zach Davies, his last outing, it was against the Mets on Cinco de Mayo. 7 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 5 Ks against the New York Mets. 7 2/3, the longest start by a Brewers starting pitcher in a long time. So, the Brewers lineup again for today. Kane, Yelich, Aguilar, Grandal, Moustakas, Perez, Gamel, Arcia, and Zach Davies. Let's get the field and game conditions, see if the weather's going to play a factor at all in today's game.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins' premium four-step lawn program is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. 16 locations, family-owned since 1946. Shop Steins.com.
Oh, I got a feeling Steins is going to be a busy place this weekend. You got Mother's Day tomorrow. I'm sure a lot of the guys out there, your honey-do list is long, and yard work is probably at or very near the top. So get to Steins. They got everything you need to make the lawn and the wife happy. Good luck with that, guys. I hope you enjoy yard work a lot more than I do. Right now, down at Wrigley Field, it is 50 degrees. There is a chance of showers. You got a 9-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the east. So it's going to be a little chilly down there again, like it was yesterday. It's pretty much the exact same thing for first pitch. We get underway at 1:20 today. 51 degrees. Possible showers. 9-mile-an-hour wind out of the east. It did say... the last report that I saw was that hopefully it's going to stay dry and they'll get the game in with no delay. Now, is that just me trying to think positive or, you know, we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed that the raindrops stay away and they get this one in with no delays this afternoon. We still have a ton to get to here on Appella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Coming at you live from the Hyundai West Alice On Deck Studios, brought to you by Allegra Allergy Relief. We've got the roundtable coming up next. Roy Heading from Great Lakes Dragaway, he is going to be on the Brewers side. And because they're facing the hated Chicago Cubs, we got to get the Cubs perspective. And for that, we turn to Dennis Michelson from D-Mike Media. He's going to give you the Cubs perspective on this series. That's coming up next here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, it is roundtable time. Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe. I'm getting you ready for Game 2, Brewers and Cubs down at Wrigley Field. We are just about 1 hour away from first pitch. So, roundtable time. Let's bring in from Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, President, CEO, General, just El Jefe, El Presidente, Roy Heading. How you doing, Roy?
Very good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. What's going on at the track today?
Well, we just got some open test in tune with a little street wars going on tonight. Short weekend for us because we like to pay respect to all the mothers out there and close up shop on Sundays. That way we don't cause any internal family fighting around southeastern Wisconsin. So it's a little short weekend, but should be good. The weather's holding up just good enough that we can take some cars down the track.
Nice, nice. But what about those moms that want to mash the gas down the run some hot laps down there?
Hey, every week we've got ladies' night, and the ladies race for free. So Moms included, obviously, but we like to have the Father's Day off and the Mother's Day off, and that way the families can hang out together and do their thing.
All right, yeah, you guys do a great job down there. And to get the Cubs' perspective on things from D Mike Media, let's welcome in Dennis Michelson on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Dennis, how you doing today?
Hey guys, doing well. It's great to be talking a little Cubs and Brewers baseball.
Yeah, some might call it a rivalry. What do you call it, Dennis?
Well, see, this is a tough one for me because when the Brewers were in the American League, I was a Brewers fan, in addition to being a Cubs fan. I date all the way back to Gorman Thomas, Von Joshua, all the greats from way back when. So it's a little tough since they moved to the National League to hate the Brewers. But it is going to be a heck of a battle here for first place at Wrigley. Beautiful weather, nice chilly day by down by the lake. Just a light east wind, not going to be a big deal. But the two best teams in the National League face it off. How can you not like that?
Yeah, I know. For an early season series, this is huge, and it doesn't get much more exciting than Cubs-Brewers. Now, Roy, I'm surprised you're not giggling over how awesome the starting pitching has been for the Brewers as of late. And then, you get Gio Gonzalez, you bring him in, and he's just looked phenomenal so far. And you pick up a nice 7-0 shutout yesterday. And then, you just happen to have your ace of your staff going today. So everything's looking good on the starting pitching standpoint from the Brewers' side of things.
Here's what I have to say about Gio Gonzalez. I had been clamoring for Gio Gonzalez since the offseason. I knew the guy wouldn't cost a lot. It was a very low-risk type of signing. And the second that he was released out of New York, I ran to my computer, and I picked him up on my fantasy team, and I stashed him, and it's been paying off for me ever since. I think the guy is phenomenal. He's one of those guys where we've had a few of these guys in recent Brewer history where they go somewhere else and they're not playing well. They come back to Milwaukee and they just play well here in Milwaukee. And that's what he seems to be. And he seems to be a calming force, kind of on that pitching staff, which is pretty impressive for a guy that only was here for, like a month and a half last year. So I'm really loving it. I'm loving it all.
Oh, I bet. He definitely reminds you of Jeremy Jeffress, where,
he
heads out to a different team and he struggles. He comes back here to Milwaukee and he is lights out. Now, a little different on your side of the ledger here, Dennis. Jose Quintana, who's had the Brewers' number for years, got lit up at Miller Park against the Brewers earlier in the season. And, he got hit fairly decent yesterday as well. What's your level of concern, if you have one, on the Cubs starting pitching?
Not much at all. The Cubs starting pitching is actually the best in the major leagues since April 11th, when they actually decided to start showing up for the season. But Q is the kind of pitcher that he always has that one really bad inning. And if he can stay away from that, he's effective. But, the Cubs, they could sure use one more good arm, but we saw it the other day with Mike Montgomery throwing 5 innings out of the pen. So if Q has any sustained problems in that pitching staff, they've got Montgomery there. Chatwood pitched pretty well from a starting standpoint as well earlier this season. So I think the Cubs, they have the arms there. What they need is a little more consistency on the offense. They score a lot of runs on one day, and then like yesterday, get shut out. That's sort of what killed them last year. I hope that that doesn't continue. But with the usual big bats hitting and Wilson Contreras being the big powerhouse that we kind of always thought he could be, I think the offense is in good shape. But, man, I'll tell you, the bullpen's been good, but lacking that real solid closer like the Brewers have with Hayter, a guy that when he comes in, it's lights out for the most part. That's what the Cubs are missing now. But the rumors that I'm hearing is that the pitchers that are out there, Dallas Keuchel from the starting standpoint and Craig Kimbrell, I'm hearing rumors that teams don't want to sign them until the major or the minor league draft or the draft coming up for the baseball draft later on here in June. Because if they sign them before June, they'll lose the draft pick. After June, they don't lose anything. So that's kind of a weird way that free agency kind of is biting those two guys in the butt this year.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's very interesting that, you know, you've got the two guys who are basically considered, you know, the top free agent pitchers, both starter and reliever, still out there, still unsigned. You know, obviously you got the Scott Boras factor and all that. And, you know, I forgot which one it was. I think it was Kimbrel who came out and said he's going to wait until he gets paid what he's worth, and he's not going to accept a smaller deal because he wants his true value. Well, then enjoy the season on the bench, buddy, and enjoy your game checks of zero. The way that I've always done the math is that some money is better than no money. Am I a math idiot, Roy?
No, this kind of, you know, crosses over to football and the Le'Veon Bell, you know, deal. I mean, the guy basically just flushed, you know, what, $14, $16, $18 million down the drain last year.
Yep.
And it's not like he signed some $150, $200 million deal and quote unquote made it back. So that's just lost money that you're never going to get back. And it's kind of going, you know, the same way too with these two guys. I mean, you know, I'm sure they could sign their one-year deal for 12, 14, 16, or maybe a two-year deal for 30, either one of them, and they're kind of holding out for that four, five, six-year deal, which, you know, I've never been a huge Scott Boras fan, of course, because I think that he just really drives, you know, drives the prices the wrong way, and a lot of his contracts and a lot of his players definitely do not perform at the end of those contracts. So it's really kind of hurting both these guys, and you know, I don't know if they're getting great advice or not, you know, in the back end. But yeah, if I was them, I'd be liking those weekly game checks instead of sitting at home, you know, just working out.
Well, yeah, and I thought it was very telling that Gio Gonzalez fired Scott Boras, and because he had to feel like the third wheel, you know, behind Kimbrel and Keuchel, and then all of a sudden, you know, boom, he's right back in the majors, and he's pitching well, and he's going to make himself a lot of money next season as well. So, you know, Scott Boras is definitely a divisive character in baseball, and good or bad, that's how it goes. You're listening to the Roundtable segment here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Roy Henning from Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Dennis Michelson from D. Mike Media. Dennis, you know, it just came out right before we came on the air here at noon that Ryan Braun is scratched from today's game with left hamstring tightness. You know, I don't want to make a mountain out of this, but that really has to help the Cubs with how well Ryan Braun has hit at Wrigley over his career.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Braun has hit a lot. The only thing we need is for his hamstrings to talk to Yelich's hamstrings, because Yelich has been killing the Cubs again. Maybe we just need hamstringitis to break out in the Brewers clubhouse and knock a few more of those guys out. But, yeah, Braun has always hit great against the Cubs. But, you know, he's mainly had his strong days when that wind is blowing out. Wrigley Field's sort of like three different baseball parks. You know, when the wind's blowing out, it's like playing at a high school field with really short fences. When the wind's blowing in, or the wind's just kind of, you know, there like it is today, where it's not going to be big, strong wind, it really isn't that much of a hitter's park, except for having so much space in the gaps. But, you know, getting back to that free agency, I wanted to add one more thing. It, you know, Scott Boras is just not staying up with the trend of analytics. It's a big deal. And the analytics now say you don't want to load up with long contracts for your guys after a certain age because their law of diminishing returns is there. Some of the analytics, the advanced analytics on Kimbrel were really dropping, and that's why Boston let him go.
Well, I don't know if he's not keeping up with it or if it's just selective, because if I was Scott Boras and my paycheck depended on how big a contract I got my clients, I wouldn't pay any attention to the analytics that didn't help my guys either. So, you know, that's just a shrewd business move.
Overselling his guys, but I think the problem is trying to go for five instead of I think if Kimbrel, if he had gone with 3 years with Kimbrel, he'd have a sign before spring training.
Yep, I agree. Roy, what do you? How big of a loss do you think missing Ryan Braun? And, you know, it's only today right now. We don't know anything as far as, you know, if he's going to miss more time tomorrow or in the future. Just based on today's game, how much of an advantage do you think the Cubs get by having Ryan Braun not in the lineup today?
I think it's definitely a little bit more mental, possibly, than, I mean, obviously Braun, you know, like you guys were saying, has, you know, definitely hit the Cubs really, really well. I mean, I think at a few points in the last few years, his name kept getting inserted into the Wikipedia page of the owner of Wrigley Field by overzealous Brewer fans. So the guy really has, you know, put up the numbers against the Cubs. But hopefully, you know, it doesn't take away too much mentally from the Brewers that, you know, they think that they can still win it out there without Braun. I didn't see who's getting a start instead of Braun because I know it just happened. Is Gamel out there?
Yeah, Ben Gamel's going to be out there. He's going to hit seventh. You know, and with the way that Gamel's pounding that baseball, man, that it's not that big of a loss, you know, stat-wise.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking as well. I mean, he's really come up with some clutch hits, you know, over the season so far this year. I mean, he's not going all-star status yet, but he's hitting it when he needs to hit it, and it's either, you know, the long ball or he's, you know, putting a good single out there and bringing people home. So I think I don't think that, you know, anybody's really going to think that it's a huge down day with putting him out there and letting him try and hit the ball.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, I don't want to, since my wife is a redhead, I don't want to get on the wrong side of the redhead coalition here, but Ben Gamel's been a total firecracker for the Brewers, what he brings to the table defensively, offensively, with the clutch hits and all that. He has just been huge. Dennis, for those who are not really familiar with the entire Cubs roster, who do you think is that firecracker for the Cubs?
Well, I really think that, you know, all things considered, it's really the Rizzo connection. When Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo are hitting, it seems like it gets contagious for the whole lineup. But this year, the weird thing has been the lower end of the lineup has been the strength of the Cubs. From fifth through eighth in the lineup, they have a better batting average, better OPS. Look at any stat you want. It is better than any other team in the National League right now. So they're getting a lot of production out of the bottom of the order. A lot of that is Jason Hayward. He's just been having a really good, strong season. He went in a little mini slump there, but, you know, Jay Hay, if he could hit as well as he feels, they're going to be just, you know, deep all the way through that lineup. You know, the old saying, you just want to extend that lineup as much as you can and turn it over as often as you can. Right now with the Cubs, that happened. But the, you know, the old straw that stirs the drink is the Rizzo Souvenir Company. When they're hitting bombs, the Cubs are winning games.
Yeah, well, David Bodie, too, you know, he signed an extension this year. A lot of people kind of look sideways at it because, you know, how early he signed that extension. But he's been pretty darn clutch for the Cubs so far this season. Dennis, what's the latest at D-Mike Media?
Well, on the road today with the Chicago Wildfire, we're heading out to Pittsburgh, PA. You can listen to the call of that game on AUDL.TV. The first place Chicago Wildfire tied with the Madison Radicals right now. You want to get this business done on the road, so we're heading out to Pittsburgh. And also going to be having some month of May features, Bellardi Auto Racing, big feature on them this week. And we're also going to have a feature on USAC. Lots of good stuff going on at D-Mike Media all the time, including our Wildfire Fever podcast covering the Chicago Wildfire of the AUDL.
Fantastic. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
All right. We'll catch you later for the NASCAR show.
You got it. Dennis will be on the final inspection show right around 1 o'clock, top of the hour, as we talk NASCAR here. You can catch that before the Cubs-Brewers game gets started right here on The Fan. Roy, what's your prediction on today's game? You think the Brewers knock this one down as well and go for the sweep tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna ride that. That win yesterday. I mean, it seemed a little bit, you know, more of an impressive win with the final score than it really was. It was a little bit closer. So hopefully, the Brewers, you know, can still, you know, are still feeling a little bit from the end of that game, and you know, come out swinging right away in the first inning and try and put a couple runs up right away. And kind of knocked the Cubs down a little bit because, you know, normally in those big, huge scoring games, the next game it kind of goes the other way, unfortunately. But I think the Brewers can keep it rolling today and, you know, put up maybe a 4-2 score on them.
Well, I was definitely impressed yesterday. You had Braun, who started the scoring with the home run. But besides that, you know, and granted there was a solo shot, it was one run at a time. RBI fielder's choice, sack fly, single, walk. You know, it was small ball. And you don't see that out of the Brewers.
No, and that was actually really kind of nice to see because, unfortunately, being at work yesterday, I didn't get to watch, but I was following along, you know, on the phone, on the app, and you're seeing, you know, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, and all of a sudden it's only going up by one, and, you know, you're not seeing any long balls. And so it's nice to see them be able to manufacture some runs here and there because that really pays dividends down, you know, near the end of the season when you're not hitting the long ball or when you're in parks that, you know, you can't just, you know, smack it out of there and you got to put the ball on the ground and bring some people in.
Yeah, absolutely. Roy, can you tell the folks here how to get hooked up? And a great Mother's Day present would be a 2019 season pass to Great Lakes Dragway. How do these guys get hooked up with those?
Well, a couple different ways. I think it was last weekend we had one of our first off the streets Milwaukee street racing, but on the track. And the entire day we had a line at the house down at the racetrack of people buying ticket packages, season passes. It's really just the greatest value of a season ticket, you know, at any, you know, local sports, you know, type deal. And, so you can do that either in person at the racetrack or you can just still go online and, you know, click which one works for you. We've got racer season passes. We got family season passes. We got individual season passes. And you only really need to go to the track 3 or 4 times. It pays for itself. And after that, you can, you know, go as many times as you want, or you can stop by for an hour and have a beer and check out some races and not feel bad that, you know, you're not staying the whole time because you're basically coming in for free.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Guys, if you go and you get your wife that for Mother's Day, be careful because 9 months later you might have a little one arriving. She'll be so happy. And if you're single, they've got ladies' night every week. So, you know, you can go find the next ex Mrs. whoever and get hooked up at Great Lakes Dragway on Ladies' Night every single week. Roy, great stuff, buddy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really love coming on.
Hey, have a great weekend, Roy. Go Brewers. When we return, actually, Roy and Dennis both join me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right. When we come back, we're going to hear from the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Counsell. We're going to go inside the clubhouse, hear from Jeremy Jeffress, get you the injury report, and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski getting you ready. Cubs-Brewers game 2. Brewers win game 1, 7-0 yesterday from Wrigley Field. Right after the game, manager Craig Counsell sat down with the media, and here's what the skipper had to say.
The way that that team had been playing to shut them down offensively, the way your pitchers did, and the defense too today, it's got to be a kind of standout performance.
Yeah, I mean, we pitched really good again. Our guys did a great job, and it started with Gio. He was really, really good. Thought he was, sharp with everything today. It was a tough offensive day again, I thought. Tough to score with the wind. He really had to juice the ball to get it. So, it was a tight game for a while. And then I thought our at-bats at the end of the, as the kind of game went on, as Quintana got into his game, I just thought we had really, really good at-bats the rest of the game and made it really tough every single at-bat.
What kind of difference does it make when Ryan, he got all of that one and gives you the early lead against Quintana?
Yeah, no, it's... That ball was hit really well. It was kind of a no-doubter on a tough day to hit a no-doubter. So, the lead was important. And Gio was cruising, but it's a one-run lead. And so we went to the bullpen with, quickly. But I thought it was a big out. I thought it was a huge out. And Corbin did a nice job.
Just as the things have happened in your rotation, Woody getting going in the right direction and Yoli's turn the corner. But Gio's arrival has sort of coincided with the rotation solidifying.
No, it's definitely been a part of it, and he's delivered three in a row and doing a nice job and giving us a chance to win in every start. And feels like he's gotten better, really, as he's kind of taking the ball every fifth day or so. And he's been a big stabilizer. A day like today, when you put up a zero and get 17 outs, that's a real good thing.
How, this was a 1-0 game for a while. How big was Hernan's defense at second base? Great play for him.
He played a wonderful defensive game for sure. He made two brilliant plays, and the one play, prevents a run. And, for us, the game was... It was a day where you wanted to play with the lead, and it was a different game because of I thought the offensive conditions were tough, and so playing with the lead was a huge deal, and he made two brilliant plays.
Arcia, too, to go for that runner at third also saved the run, didn't it?
Oh, the Claudio play?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a really nice play. It was just an oddly hit ball, and, he was in the right spot, fortunately. Looked cue ball kind of off the end, but it was a heads-up play to get the runner at third, yeah.
You talk about those pressure innings. Do you feel like you guys are able to do that, just scoring in each of the last three innings?
Yeah, we did for sure. And that's our at-bats kind of, in Quintana's last inning, we just had really tough at-bats against him, made him work hard. Ben Gamel had a nice at-bat with the bases loaded to give us another insurance run. So, we made it tough for them the last three innings for sure. Kept making it tough on them.
Grandal and Aggie had some really good at-bats during those rallies.
Yeah.
Keeping the ball in play, drawing walks, just working the pitchers.
Yeah, that's just make it tough, and we're not going to all come through in every situation, but tough innings every inning, and that's going to spell success.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, the injury report for the Brewers. Aaron Wilkerson, he's been reinstated from the injured list and optioned to San Antonio, AAA San Antonio. Chase Anderson, he threw a bullpen session yesterday. He felt fine. He's going to throw a 4-5-inning rehab start on Monday for San Antonio. Plans on rejoining the crew Tuesday out in Philadelphia. Ryan Braun, the latest addition, scratched from today's game, left hamstring soreness. So we'll have to keep an eye out on Brawny and see if this is just a one-day thing or if this is going to be something that might turn out to be a little longer than expected. Let's go inside the clubhouse.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, yeah, love me some Coaches. Man, they got good food out there. Inside the clubhouse, Jeremy Jeffress, he joined the Bill Michaels Show, as he does every single week. And Bill asked him about hitting 95 miles an hour on the radar gun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I told you it was going to it's going to creep back up there slowly but surely. And it's just a process of everything that I'm doing.
So, you know, do you like know you're feeling it now? Do you feel good about that, or I mean, are you like figuring you have a little ways to go?
No, I mean, I'm just going to continue the process. Like I said, everything's. I mean, there could be setbacks here and there for everybody. So I'm just going to like I said, stay on my program, make sure that everything is on the up and up, and continue to pitch how I know I can.
You guys are winning some baseball games right now, and you know, not everybody's contributing, but you're getting enough. Pitching has been good. The starters have been good. The bullpen has been good. Now, is that feeling back in that clubhouse? Are you feeling like maybe the worst is behind you?
Honestly, I mean, we still got some guys that just, you know, trying to make sure that they're getting back healthy. You know, Lorenzo just got hit in the hand. So we're just trying to make sure he can recover from that and get back into the lineup. But we have had some guys contribute. Ben Gamble has been definitely going off for the last couple games, and that's what we love to see out of him, because he's young and, you know, he's understanding the game, listening to his peers and all that. So, like I said, and the starters have been doing very well. Zach Davies has just been tremendous, you know, every time out. So, you know, we got some guys coming around and making sure they're ready to go for the end of the season.
You guys had Washington yesterday. You got them again tonight. But they could not get into town until yesterday morning, really afternoon. Yeah. Have you ever been through a situation like that where you had to sit on the tarmac for 5, 6, 7 hours?
Not that long. I mean, maybe 2 hours. But 5, 6 hours, man, unbelievable.
Now, people
couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, people don't realize. I mean, it's not like you're sitting in a plane in the same situation as most flyers. It's not like it's six people across and you're crushed into jump seats. But it's still, you know, to be sitting on a plane that long, man, and keep your legs all locked, that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, that's not something that I want to be, like, spending my time with and enjoying.
Yeah. When you guys have the 27-man roster plus the coaches and all the traveling, you know, secretaries and all that kind of stuff, how many people fly in a plane? Because you have a little bit of a space for some food and things like that, but it's a little more crowded on a baseball plane and certainly on a football plane than it is like on an NBA plane.
Yeah, I would imagine about 45 people on that flight, something like that, maybe more. I don't know. We have our own flight, so we have enough space. I mean, each team has a different type of plane. We just fly the regular, you know, continental plane, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have enough space for where we can be comfortable, but not for 5 hours. I can say that right now.
I was going to say, do you guys fly the same plane all the time, or do you fly a different plane?
No, we'll fly the same plane.
That's what I thought.
It's pretty comfy.
Yeah, they usually deck them out for teams. I remember when I traveled with the Bucks a little bit, they had, like, the middle section was gutted, so you had a little bit of a food buffet and such that was sitting there, so if you wanted something to eat, you could get up. Hey, So what do you like to do on flights? Because I know some guys used to go to DVDs, other guys used to listen to music, other guys like to sleep or read. What do you like to do?
I'm a card player, or I do like to watch a movie or two.
Okay.
And I'm pretty much eating all the snacks. Yeah.
I was going to say, there's some guys that demand certain things. Like, some guys like wings, some guys like, you know, hot, spicy stuff, some guys like tacos, some guys like chips.
I like the Smucker's peanut butter and jelly thing.
Peanut butter and jelly. All right. Gotta love it. We're about 28 minutes away from first pitch right now. Gotta take a quick break, and then when we come back, who's hot, who's not? You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at bayviewshade.com.
All right, about 23 minutes away from first pitch, Cubs Brewers game 2 of the series down at Wrigley Field. Who's hot, who's not? Let's start with the good news. Who's hot? Orlando Arcia. In the last week, Orlando batting 409, 9 for 22, 3 doubles, 2 ribbies, 2 walks. Ryan Braun, he's hitting 400 in the last week, 8 out of 20, 2 doubles, a homer, 3 ribbies, 3 walks. Ben Gamble, the firecracker, the manimal, Ben Gamble, 375 average in the last week, 6 to 16, a double, 3 driven in, and 2 walks for Gamble. He replaces Ryan Braun out in left field today. Ryan Braun scratched from the lineup, left hamstring soreness. So you will see the manimal, Ben Gamel, out in left field today. Who's not? Travis Shaw, 0.91 average in the last week, 2 for 22, 6 strikeouts, no extra base hits, no RBIs. Hernan Perez, same, 0.91, 1 for 11, 3 Ks, no extra base hits, no RBIs. Eric Thames in the last week, a 1.54 average, 2 for 13. He's struck out 8 times. However, he is still has 8 walks in the last week and a double and an RBI. So while Thames isn't getting the hits that he was a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago, he is still getting on base, 8 walks in the last week. For Thames, that's who's hot, who's not. Let me run down the Brewers starting lineup again. Again, Ryan Braun got scratched. So your new Brewers lineup for today: Kane, Yelich, Aguilar, Grandal, Moustakas, Perez, Gamel, Arcia, and Davies. I want to thank Roy Henning from Great Lakes Dragaway, Dennis Michelson from D Mike Media for joining me on the round table. The big hats off and tip of the cap to Sam Schmitz for producing today's show, keeping us on the air, doing everything like a true professional. Brewers Cubs 1:20 first pitch. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Mother's Day. Go Brewers!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.